Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Milburn. Batting third. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Banda. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Vaughn Hayes. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Neil Heaton. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting sixth. The DH, Tony Perez. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Tudor. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hara for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Rice reaches second base with a double. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. Lansford moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to third. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tudor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vaughn Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. Allinson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hayes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Remy moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tudor fires to first and has Dibzinski trapped. There's the throw to Hoffman, who tags Dibzinski for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister now playing right field. Miguel Delone now playing left field. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. Hara strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrove is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball into center field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive towards third. Herrera reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Allinson moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy misplays the ball. That's an error on Remy. Delone moves to second. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delone. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Delone steals third. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dibzinski strikes out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Milburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Delone scores. Bannister moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Toby Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Herrera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs bunts towards short. Dibzinski misplays the ball. That's an error on Dibzinski. Lansford moves to second. Larry Sorensen now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bannister who is chasing the ball. Perez reaches third base with a triple. Lansford scores. Boggs goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 2 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dibzinski. Nichols moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nichols scores. Hoffman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Allinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Allinson moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove is called out on strikes. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0-for-1 in the game. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. Thornton moves to third. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kevin Romberg now playing third base. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lansford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Whittall now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bando for a passed ball. Boggs moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Perez hits a line drive into center field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-3 in the game. Nichols hits a pop-up towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Romberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Jurek now playing third base. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Milburn hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Remy moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Remy moves to third. Evans moves to second. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Remy scores. Evans scores. There goes Rice trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. It's 12-1, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whittall fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Barrett now playing second base. Gary Hancock now playing right field. Rick Miller now playing center field. Reed Nichols now playing left. Kevin Romberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-3 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Nichols. Hargrove reaches second base with a double. Ron Hassey pinch runs for Mike Hargrove. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey now playing first base. Jerry Reed now pitching. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-4 in the game. Nichols strikes out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Roger LaFrançois pinch hits for Gary Allenson. Roger LaFrançois is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFrançois hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to third. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a line drive into right field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roger LaFrançois now catching. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0-for-2 in the game. Delone bunts towards third. Jurek fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks, Bannister hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dibzinski moves to second. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Milburn hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.